Hello everybody, this is Irvin Rue of IrvinRue.com. Let's go ahead and get started with our workout today. So what I'm going to go ahead and do with you today is a workout that's going to be a 10-minute Pilates warm-up. I'm hoping for close to 10 minutes. And then we're going to do a nice exercise of fitness at home with one round, one set of each of these exercises. And then we'll do a stretch session at the end just for the cool down with some yoga. So what we're going to do is get started with some Pilates warm-up by resting onto our back. And you're going to pull your legs into your chest as you rest on your mat. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring one leg in as we take the other leg out. So we're going to alternate our legs. So bring your right knee into your chest as your left leg is away. And we switch as we exhale. Abs are contracted. Two good pulls into the shoulder area. Inhale in between. We exhale, switch. So here's two, and three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Great. Okay, so you're going to go ahead and place your feet onto the ground and your arms next to your hips. As you inhale, you're going to exhale, bring your knees in and lift your legs and hips up for one. For double leg lift, touch to the ground with the toes. Exhale, lift again. Here's two. Inhale, down. Exhale, lift for three. Inhale, down. And four. And down. Here's five. And down. Here's six. And down. Here's seven. And down as we inhale. And eight. And down. Here's nine. And down. One more time. Here's 10. Great. Feet onto the ground as you rest. Relaxing with your breath. Nice inhales and exhales. Okay, so our next exercise, we're going to go ahead and move into corkscrew. Bring our legs back up. Point through those feet. Heels connected. Round and round as you move your legs. Here's one and two. About the size of a basketball or a dinner plate. Nice, good circles. Hands next to hips. Here's three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Great. Change of direction with those legs. We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well done. Placing your feet onto the ground. Nice inhales and exhales. Bring down the heart rate with each breath. Okay, so now our next move will be some straight alternating legs. Great for the hamstrings and the low back. So what we're going to do is bring both legs into our chest. We're going to take the left leg out away from us. Place our hands behind our right leg and lift that up. Now you're going to point through both feet and we're going to bring back the right leg as we lower the left. There's one. We switch. Here's two. And three. And four, five, six, seven, and eight, nine, and 10, 11, 12. Shoulders and head could be up, or you can keep them on the ground. Here's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Last one for 20. And rest, relaxing with your breath.
Nice inhales and exhales.
Okay, so for our next exercise, we're gonna move into the 100. This is a great warm-up and a good way to get some good cardio while resting on the mat. We're gonna lift both legs up, connect your heels, point to those feet. Now you can bring your shoulders and your head up, legs can go out to a 45 degree angle, but keep the low back down. Now five pulses up as we inhale with the arms. One, two, three, four, five. They line up with the knees with those hands. Exhale down for five. One, two, three, four, five. Now the arms are down next to the hips, close to the ground. And let's repeat right back up. Two, two, three, four, five. And exhale down. One, two, three, four, five. Inhale up with the arms. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale down, one, two, three, four, five. And back up, three, two, three, four, five. And down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep the arms straight and lengthen through your fingers. And back up for 4, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. Back up. 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back up. 6, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, more than halfway. Okay, here's 6, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. Here's 8, 2, 3, 4, 5. Down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 9, 2, 3, 4, 5. Down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, one more round. We have 10, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you're done with that 100 exercise. Relaxing with each breath. Nice inhales and exhales. Okay, so now our next one's going to be a nice double leg stretch. Great for those abdominals and working the arms and legs at the same time. So here we're going to bring our legs into our chest. As we inhale, exhale, take the legs out in front. Keep the heels connected. Legs are about 45 degrees off the ground or 2 to 3 feet. Arms reach back. Inhale, bring it in, abs are contracted. Exhale, back out, flat stomach, navel to the spine. So there's 2. Bring it in as we inhale. Back out for 3. Back in as we inhale. And here's 4. Right back in. Here's 5. And in, we'll go 3 more. Here's 6. And in. Here's 7. Back in. And 8. Right back in. Good job. Here's 9. Right back in. Last one. Actually, we'll go 10. So here's 10. And rest. Place your feet onto the ground. Relaxing with each breath. Good job. Okay, so now our next one. We're going to do is a roll up. This is an exploding move if you need. Or if this is too difficult for you, you can just roll up. And we're going to sit up and do a spine twist after. So you can go into seated forward bends. So the way we do the roll up is we're going to have our legs reaching out onto the ground as they're straight. Reach your arms back and stretch those arms as we inhale. Contracting your abdominals, we're going to exhale, explode, uplifting the arms and our shoulders and our head as we sit up tall and then fold forward. So we exhale, lift, and fold over the legs. And go seated forward bend. Inhale, we roll up to the spine. Exhale, we round our back. We come back down. Reach those arms back as we inhale. Exhale, explode up. Keep those heels grounded and fold over the legs as we exhale again. Inhale, roll up to the spine, stack the torso, and round our back as we exhale. Right back down. We reach back with the arms as we inhale. Exhale, lift up and explode up high. Fold forward over your legs. Okay, let's roll up through our spine as we inhale, stacking through it. Exhale, we round, going back. One last one. Exhale, explode up, and fold over your legs. Now we're going to sit up nice and tall and move into a seated twist. Either arms are either in front of you as if you're hugging someone, elbows up, fingertips touching each other, or arms out to a T in line with your shoulders with those hands. Okay, let's exhale, turn to our left side. Look at that hand, 2 pulses. Inhale to center, exhale to the right. And 2. Good. Inhale to center. Exhale left. There's 3. Exhale, we turn to the right. Here's 4. And back. Here's 5. And back. And 6. And back. Here's 7. And back. Here's 8. And back. Here's 9. And back. One more time. Here's 10. And back. Good job. Let's bring our legs under us. And right there's a good little workout for you. Good. You're at the wall sit. Continue squeezing your abdominals. Nice job. Shoulders are back and down. Draw the navel to your spine.
Nice job. Your knees are in line with your hips. Your toes should be visible over those knees as you're looking down. Continuing your breath. Use your breath to help slow down your heart rate. Okay, we have 10 seconds left. Great, come up and stand. Okay, shake out the legs a little bit. We're gonna go into 5 push-ups now. So we're bringing our hands onto the ground. Straighten out the body or rest your knees on the ground. Let's begin. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Let's come back up to standing. Okay, we got 26 high knees. Let's begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Way to go. So, right there is a good little routine for you to do for some fitness at home that'll help elevate your heart rate and get the cardio going for you. And with a Pilates warm-up, it's great. Now we're going to do a cool-down with some yoga stretching. So resting onto the mat, resting flat onto your back. Let's go ahead and bring our left leg into our chest, put the hands behind the knee, and lift that leg up. Lifting through the heel, flex the foot. Move your foot in circles. Great. Let's go 5 circles one way. Let's change the direction of the foot. Keep bringing your leg back. Okay, slowing that down. Now put that foot onto the ground next to the other. Okay, let's go ahead and bring our right leg in. Lift that leg up high. So the hands are behind the knee. Lift through the heel. Rotate your foot round and round. Good. Change the direction with your foot. 4 and 5. Well done. Let's bring the leg down. Let's lift our hips up into a bridge. Hips are up high, in line with the knees to shoulders. Breathing in and out. Use each breath to help bring down your heart rate. Okay, as we inhale, let's exhale, bring the hips down. Let's bring our right leg into our chest. Hold onto that knee close into the shoulder and straighten out your left leg on the ground. Now let's exhale and roll to the left side into an alligator pose as we put the left hand to the outside of your right leg. Keep your left leg straight and reach out with your right arm and look at that hand and keep your shoulder down on that right side. Each exhale, bring the right leg to left side a little further. Inhaling and exhaling. Okay, release your arm, release that leg, bring it back up. Plant that foot, straighten out your right hand outside your left knee, left arm out to the side as we inhale. Exhale, roll onto our right side, reaching out with our left and look at that hand. Breathing in and out. Relax with each exhale. Go a little further. And release. Bring yourself up. Let's go into a downward dog. We're going to curl the toes under and lift our knees and hips up, pushing back against our hands and move our legs. So we're an upside down triangle, pushing back against the hands. A downward facing dog. We're moving the legs as if we're walking in place, pressing those thighs back and heels into the ground. Hips are up high. Okay, slowing down your legs, walk your feet back, standing forward bend as you fold over your legs. Great, rolling up as we inhale, stacking through our spine, one vertebra on top of the other. So there's a nice little workout for you that will help you get into shape, get moving, get fit, something that you can do at home. No gym needed, just requiring your own body weight and some time. So once again, this is Irvin Rue of IrvinRue.com. I hope you like the podcast. Please leave a comment for me and a review. I would love to hear from you and see what kind of workouts I can do for you and to help you get to your next
health and fitness goal. Have a great day, everybody. Get fit and get moving. Talk to you soon.